11 minutes after 8, 8:11 with the Bill and Joel Morning Show. I got to be honest with you, I don't know what BPH is, but I have an idea what aquablation might be.
Really?
Yeah, I know it involves water, some sort, removing something. We're going to find out what it's all about. And a matter of fact, this is pretty exciting because this is a brand new procedure that's going to be debuted in our area coming up later this week.
Okay, well, Aquafresh, that's not water.
No, that's, yeah, but it's...
Okay, let's find out. We got the expert here today, Dr. Brent.
Yeah, thanks for that one.
I hate when Bill tries to take something that he knows nothing about. You're the expert. You have the doctorate, and Bill's already up. He already knows what you're talking about here today.
Well, actually, yes. This is an aquablation. It's completely new. So let's start at the basics. BPH, a lot of people know, is an enlarged prostate. Men have trouble peeing sometimes, getting the urine to come out, getting up at night, having to go all of a sudden, and it's because in men the prostate wraps around the urethra, and over time can grow and cause some obstruction.
Okay, wait. And his, What does BPH stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, benign prostate hyperplasia. And again, the key word for people to understand is benign.
Okay.
This is not related to prostate cancer in any way.
A lot and easier to say BPH. You have, yeah.
Right. Just because you have enlarged prostate or BPH does not mean you have prostate cancer. So we typically look at ways to treat that. There are medicines. There are in-office procedures. We talked about a procedure called UroLift. It can be done in the office that actually doesn't destroy tissue. And then historically, it's been called a TURP, transurethral resection of prostate. Now, the lay public knows that as a trim job or a Roto-Rooter or had to get cleaned out. And basically, that's what it's doing. It's removing that tissue to open that pipe to allow the urine to flow out properly. And what aquablation is, it's a brand new robotic procedure that allows high pressure water without any heat to remove the tissue. And it also allows you in the operating room to see, measure, and design the treatment for every patient individually. So it's really going to, in my opinion, really going to kind of revolutionize how we do these. Number one, it's faster. Number two, it's more efficient. Number three, like I said, we have another modality that we can actually see the entire amount of tissue that we're working on. And the best way to think about that is if you have a pipe and you've got something wrapped around that pipe and you want to remove it, well, if you're inside the pipe, you have no idea how far outside the pipe it is or how big it is because you're just looking from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Aquablation lets you see the entire prostate. So you can plan your treatment and, again, individualize it for every patient. And it is, on average, these cases are taken about 30 minutes. Historically, they've taken 90.
Wow.
So we've cut the operative time by one third. It's just a good rough estimate.
What about recovery time? Does it have any effect on that?
It's actually the same.
Oh, okay.
No matter how you do the TURPS, which is the old way, was the just trimming and scraping the tissue out. Then we went to laser, which is much better than that, and now we have aquablation. So no matter how you choose to remove the tissue, patients are still going to feel a little bit of frequency, having to go a lot, having to go all of a sudden, a little bit of burning when they pee. Currently, right now, this is such a new procedure that is an inpatient, so you come in, have the surgery, and go home, but it is my suspect that that will change very, very rapidly.
This is very interesting.
And historically, that's what everybody's done. They'd come in, had the surgery and go home the next day, so it's not a huge difference.
All right, so Bill's right here. I mean, you're using the water. When you're using that, and you talked about you're able to measure, when you talk about that, you're measuring the success, measuring what you have cleaned. Is it a combination of both?
You actually can do both. Your main point you're doing is you're measuring how big it is to start with. And again, my best analogy gives a pressure washer. If you're pressure washing your driveway and you hit your bare feet because you're wearing flip-flops when you shouldn't have been, you're going to get a mark on your skin. It's going to hurt. Well, that's what this does. We know that as water is put under pressure and delivered in a vertical pathway, it has a certain depth of penetration. And then what the robot and the computer can do is tell how far you want that water to penetrate at each point of the prostate. So it allows you, like I said, to contour or shape the trimming of the prostate tissue to each patient.
There you go. Really, really interesting. So this method's going to be used, you think, more and more as we go forward?
I do. I, you know, like I said, I have been trained on it. My partner did first cases in the state last week. We have more cases tomorrow. So this is brand new. We're the only ones in Georgia doing it. And I think that, like I said, because it's more efficient, it's more predictable, you probably remove more tissue so people don't have to have a repeat operation. And number three or fourth, I mean, we've talked about robots on this show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This takes the human aspect of it. You know, if you're sitting there scraping and taking your arm and just moving it back and forth, okay, there's some degree of human action in that. This is a computer making it. Here's, you know, sometimes I come up with some crazy analogy. Here's my analogy for all the machinists out there. When you make a little metal part, okay, and you go on a little machine, you're doing it by hand with on a milling machine and just kind of shaping it the way you want it. You may mess that up, right? Now, if you put that same block into a computerized milling machine, you program the computer and punch the button, and it will come out with a lot better measurements, a lot more what you wanted, because it's done by that computer with precision. So,
I'm curious about recovery. You were saying there might be some burning, it might be some urgency. More frequency. Does that get better as time goes on? I mean, as far as the urgency or the frequency?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're going to have an area inside the urethra that is had tissue removed, so it would be normal to expect some burning. And that usually lasts somewhere from a few days to maybe a few weeks. Feels a little bit like a urinary tract infection, but honestly, most people will tell me in about 48 hours, pretty much most things are back to normal. And we can treat those, obviously. So, and this, again, we're not cutting any incisions. So there's essentially no recovery time from that standpoint. Most people are back, you know, don't even take a full week out of work.
Well, that is good. Really is. All right, Dr. Brand, if people want to find out more, Georgia Urology would be the place, right?
Well, we think so. We have 30 locations, about 45 of us. Basically, our website is gaurology.com, gaurology.com. If they want personally, they can contact me at my office, 678-205-8387, and we're happy to help. And there again, we said this before, men, if you have issues, go see somebody, because there are some really good fixes and things are changing and recovery's less, and we don't want to ignore these until we end up in problems.
No, that is really true. Dr. Brent Sharp, one of our great experts here via Georgia Urology, with us here on the Bill and Jill Morning Show. Thanks, Dr. Brent. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you.